Northwest London, Sunday, Chai Shvat, 31st of January, are Rav Shimshon Silkin, Bechiro and a Barrel. This week's shiurim have been dedicated Le'ilei Nishmas, Moras Chava Basra Moshe Modcha Olei Shalom by family Moravieki.
Okay, good morning. Good book. So if we thought the last week's parasha was dramatic with Kriyas Yamsuf, so this week with Matan Torah and Maamar Har Sinai, it gets even more dramatic. Steht im Pasuk, Vayisyatzvu Besachtis Hoho. So the Gemara in Shabbos, Tav Peches Omed Aleph. Omer Rav Avdimi Bar Chomo Bar Chaso. Melamed Shekofo HaKodesh Baruch Hu Aleihem Es Hohor Kegigis. Because the Pasuk says, Vayisyatzvu Besachtis Hohor. Besachtis Hohor, Pashtus is under the mountain. So from here you learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tipped the mountain over their heads like a barrel, hence the title of today's shiur. V'omar lohem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Klal Yisrael, Im atem mekablim haTorah mutav, if you accept my Torah here and now, then good. V'im lav, shom tehe gvarashem, welcome to your burial plot, basically. I would drop the mountain upon your heads, and that'll be it. And that'll be it for you, and that'll be it for the whole world, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created the world for the sake of Klal Yisrael receiving the Torah. So Nishkin Klal Yisrael, Nishkin Torah, Nishkin Belt, the whole project would be a big failure. Maybe this world would be another one to add to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Borei Olam and Acharivam. Fret Tosfos Hakasha. Madua hoyo tzorich lechafois or lichfois harki gigis. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to suspend the mountain over the heads of Klal Yisrael? Hari Yisrael omru nasiv nishma. Wasn't that the whole godness of Klal Yisrael? Wasn't that why they were selected? Wasn't that the reason that Klal Yisrael became the ama nivcho asher bocha bonim mikol ha'amim? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu boiche ba'am Yisrael ba'avo? Because they were the ones who said Nasav and Ishma. They wanted this. Of their own volition. Of their own desire. So Tosis has an answer. One Mahalach. Tosis of Yishloima. Shemo Yu Chodzun. Kishiro Isha Gdoyle Shiotzim Nishmoso. Maybe they changed their minds. There was a concern that maybe they changed their minds. But the Maisa. What other Mephoroshim say, the Rishonim and Achronim, Agav, given that the next Yom Tov on the horizon is Purim, Mevezendach Kimu Bekiblu anyway, Kimu Mashikiblu Kvas is a Gemara, because the Mekabal here in the Yiro was on the Purim the Mekabal Be'avo. But that just strengthens the question, really, because if they're Mekabal Be'yiro, then how do you square that off with the fact that they're Mekabal Be'avo and Asav and Ishma? They wanted this. Now, Be'emes, what was the title? Bechira and Barrels, episode. Bechira and the Barrel. So that's the barrel. The Maisa, this incident or this episode really brings to the fore, Lechira, a much bigger question, or a question that applies in many, many other instances, which is generally, Bechlal, how do we understand how the world works? Because on the one hand, Nasim and Ishma is Bechira. They chose it, they wanted it, and because we were boicha by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boicha in us. Asher bocha bonim mikol ha'amim. So this was something that, there was an isarusa de la sato, so to speak, there was a hisoiris from below, that we wanted the Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, fine, I'll respond with an isarusa de la elo. Gavalti. But the Maisa, how does that work? Because sof kol sof, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Fiat Tavet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. It's the first Animani. Shaboyris Baruch Shemoi, Hu Boyri Umanhig L'chol Abrui. And all the boys in year 10 in Pater's house know this because we've been drumming into their heads for the past few weeks. We gave them a fahe on Friday. That's to know every animamin and what it meant. Alevesen is very important. Alevesen doch, as the Rebbeinu Fiat Havelt, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does absolutely everything. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Boyeru Manik, and then he carries on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does absolutely everything. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, and then what are we doing? What are we doing? Ein Adam Neukef et Spoi Milamata, she nigzar Olam Milamata, steht in the Gemara, she machrizen Olam Milamata. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything. It's not just what the insurance companies call an act of God. Right? Who's an insurance? That everyone has insurance. In the fine print, in the T's and C's, this doesn't cover you for acts of God. Yeah? Insurance doesn't cover you for acts of God. If you look in the fine print, an act of God means an earthquake, a tornado, a flood, right? A hurricane, right? Oh, so that, the Olam are happy to attribute to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. A hurricane, some disaster, some massive damage that year. But a beautiful, some sent me a video last week of a murmuration. Who knows what a murmuration is? Oh, no? Murmuration is that scene where thousands of starlings, little birds, all fly through the sky together, like this, right? It's an absolute miracle. It's thousands and thousands. Up here in Norfolk, it wasn't like it was in Africa, right up the road here. Thousands and thousands of birds, tiny little starlings, and you can zoom in, you can see each one, and they fly in unison together, like in huge waves. You see them waving through the sky. No wingtip touches any other. If one wingtip would apparently touch one other wing, the whole thing would fall apart. Because they'd crash. Right? They'd crash. If they only could learn how they're doing that and apply it to the M1, can you imagine? This thing is just flying through at 100 miles an hour, thousands of birds. Unbelievable. That's not an act of God. That's evolution. Hurricane, act of God. Those are evolution. Beautiful sunsets, pollution. I mean, they've got an explanation for everything. But then this is that the Rishonim, the Sadikon, and the Rambam, they ask another question along these lines, which hopefully we'll be able to answer from this Maimed HaSinai, which is Nishno as the Ibish to fear their Welt. Their Welt. It's not only the Kodesh Baruch Hu is running the world, but there's a slightly different kind of question, which is a shtickle more philosophy, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's going to happen in the future. HaKadosh Baruch Hu veis doch, right? Soifil mabidat soif kol adoiros. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows all the way to the end of time what's going to be. Take a young child, he knows what school he's going to go to, who his chavrus is going to be in yeshiva, you know, who's going to marry, kodol, every penny he's going to make and lose, everything, al skrishrim is all done, the whole thing is done. Frek, let's start with Rabbeinu Sadia Golem. Frek there, oy vazoi, how does this person have a choice to do anything different? If his life has been mapped out, it's been programmed, yeah, the film has already been written, so to speak, Lahavdil. So it's not as if the fellow on the screen can change his mind. It's geschrieben, it's finished, it's sealed, it's done, it's done, it's done. Because Baruch Hu's mabed asof tov v'kadmoso. That's the Loshen in the Yigdal. It's interesting because the 10th Iker is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yodea Kol Ma'aseh V'nei Odom. But in the Yigdal, which is made up of the Yidgam HaLikrim, the Loshen is Tzoyfeh. What's the Loshen I've written here? Mabit L'Soyf Dov V'Kad Mosoy, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't just know what's happening, he knows what's going to happen B'Kad Mosoy before it's ever happened. So a person is facing a fork in the road, Fregen Al Rishonim, right? He's facing a fork in the road. Should I go right? Should I go left? Should I go right? It's my Bechira. It's my Nasa Benishma. Yeah? But the answer is you haven't got Nasa Benishma at all. You haven't got Bechira Bechal. Why? Because Baruch Hu knows you're going to go right. There's no chance you're going to go left. You can stand there all day because it's Tapen Avant. But nothing's going to change. You're going to go the way Baruch Hu knows you're going to go. So where Taki is the Bechira? Is in Maharal state. Why this Kofalim Harki Gigis? Which is perhaps, we can say, an illustration of this tension. Where on the one hand, we were boicher to take the Torah, and then we discovered we really didn't have a choice anyway. In other words, this is a physical manifestation of a philosophical conundrum. That sounded good. what did you say? Physical?
Manifestation
of a philosophical conundrum, right? You've got a mountain hovering in your head, you haven't got any choice, but I said Nasim and Ishmael, the other way around. I said Nasim and Ishmael, then I said, I didn't have choice. The person said, I'm going to choose what I'm going to do, and you're going to choose anything. The Ebishter feels like Antivelt. He knows what you're going to do, he's controlling me. Also, is the Yazuchon Amasim, who is it? Is it Maral state? How much time do we have? Hatam Likfias Hakigigis. Very interesting, the Maral. The first is Sorpeg Lamed Base. Kidei Shelo Yoimru Yisrael Kibalmus Atorimir Tseneinu. In other words, the Yidden did receive, did accept the Torah, Mirotzen Atzma, from the own Rotzen, but they shouldn't say that. It shouldn't be Ki'ilu, we chose to keep the Torah, as if we're the Balabatim. Why? Because Kabolas HaTorah Mirotzen Eino Lefi Malas HaTorah. That's the Lashon of the Maharal. It's Pasnished. It's Pasnished the Torah, and these are people to sell, take you, I won't take you, what is this? Ha'olam Tolu B'Torah. The ganze Welt is dependent on the Torah. Bim loy hoyse Torah ba'olam, hoy ha'olam choyzen Torah ba'olam. Lachein ein ze roi shetir kabbalas ha'Torah tuluye barotzen in Yisrael. El et zorich shiyich ba'kosh boruch hu tkwal ha'kosh boruch had to force it. Very nice, you said Nasim and Ishma. Very nice, it was Merit Sincha. I'm very impressed. Says Rabbi Yishom, the other nations all want to know what Makasibbo. You didn't ask Makasibbo, so you get the Torah. But I don't want you walking around thinking we chose the Torah. You didn't choose the Torah. The Torah was Mukhrach. Bim Tishal Arekva Omru Yisrael Nasim and Ishma, Tosis Kasha. Ulechinom Kofa Aleim HaKosh Boch HaKikikis. Ein Zer Kusha. Interesting, it's Tosis HaKasha, but the Maral says Nishin Kasha. Bavadai HaKfir Lo Yhoyso Kedei Shal Yachsu Bohem. Tosis says it was. The Maral's Chodik on Tosis. Of course it wasn't because maybe they changed their mind. Why shouldn't they? They said Nasim and Ishma. There's no reason to suspect they're going to change their minds when they've said Nasim and Ishma. Why should they change their minds? Elo ha-kefiyo, classic Maharal line. Elo ha-kefiyo ru'uyo mitzad atzmo. Ru'uyo mitzad atzmo. It needed to be. Surpassed. It's necessary. It's a requirement that the Torah had to be done through kefiyo. Shari lo'i tochen sha'a Torah shi'i ha-shlom as-kola mitzias. Because it can't be that the Torah, which is the perfection, the culmination, the purpose of the ganze Welt, is dependent on Bechiras Yisrael, whether they want it or don't want it. Because then it means that the world is arbitrary. It's arbitrary. It's not Bechuyev. It's not necessary. The Maharal, very interesting. It's a kasha on Tosis. Yeah, from Tosis.
I'm Israeli, but without Am Yisrael, the world also not going to be existing.
Bishul Torah is negated. Bishul Yisrael is negated.
Yeah.
Sorry. Going to the Maharal, why ask them? This is how it's got to be, full stop. Why ask them that they should be Maskin Nasav and Ishma?
Yeah. So you know, maybe you could say that. Klal Yisrael. Actually, we might be able to answer that at the end. Could be. They might be able to answer that. You might think so. Let's see. So I want to quote to Meshech Chochma quickly, because I'm going to come back to the Meshech Chochma. Meshech Chochma says on the Yisrael Sach Tzahor, very interesting, sort of really supporting what the Maharal is saying. What does it mean? Even if we say it's literal that the mountain was hovering over their heads, right? But it represented a bittul bechira. They couldn't help themselves. They couldn't choose not to. They were so frozen in place. They were so blown away. In other words, yes, they said Nasim and Ishma. But then, through the unbelievable Kvod Hashem, the Iskalus Niflo, the unbelievable Matzav Har Sinai, they couldn't say no. That was Peshat Shomtei Kvod Hashem. It wasn't democratic anymore. We also must always quit Hashem. We mechrochim k'malochim b'loy hevdel. They were mechrochim not malochim, what malochim? Malochim don't have a choice, malochim don't have a chira. Malochim are told what to do, and they do it. Klal Yisrael got to that level because of the hiskalus niflah that they couldn't do anything else. Now, that's very important, this Meshachochim, because we'll come back to it. It's interesting, the Meshachochim. They're interesting. They chose it, but then once they've chosen it, there was no turning back. With regard to the Kasha of Reb Sadia Gaon, the Rambam asks it as well. The Rambam and Hilchas, two places. Hilchas Sod HaTorah, also Hilchas Shuvah. Hilchas Deis. Hilchas Deis is definitely Hilchas Sod HaTorah. And other Rishonim. Chasam Sof has a Shuvah on it. Chasam Sof deals with this in the Shuvah, this question. Kosh Bochon knows what I'm going to do, how can I have Bechira? I'm assuming Zira Bechonon. Hopefully there's still time. But am I so, before we deal with the question, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vestoch, he knows what I'm going to do before I do it. We have to deal with the question that, even without that problem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Osav Oysav Yasav Chol HaMasim. So, let me just share with you some words from Rav Chaim Friedlander, the Polovitzer Mashkiach, who writes in his Sefer Hashkocha Bechira, it's got two Sforim on Bechira, called two whole entire sforim, Emunavash Kocha, showing our kaponim. I think it's Emunavash Kocha. Shreib Da'azoi. Because he's concerned about the problem that we have to believe 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world, and yet we have to believe 100% that I'm running my world. These two things are a complete paradox. Both of them are in the Ikrim, by the way, because the first Ikrim says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also Vesviyazach on Amasim. But there's another ikur that says HaKadosh Baruch Hu's goy mil toib shoyim sois man shoyim sois tov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes and rewards. And the Rambam learns from there, definitely in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Hei, that is the ultimate raya, that there's bechira. How could you punish someone for doing something he had no choice in? In halacha you can't do that. It's not called an oinus. Oinus achmona patre. How can you reward someone also for doing a mitzvah you didn't intend to do? It's not a mitzvah. Elamai muchrach muzai, that we have bechira. But you just told me, the Rambam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's also is v'yaseh. Shrat Reb Chaim Friedlander, azoi, al yedei bechiroseinu, nasim shlichim ligzeres Hashem Yisbarach. Through our bechira, we become shlichim, agents, messengers, to carry out what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed. Kegoi shon aboichim nasis chesed in ploini. Right, so I chose to do chesed with some other person. Al ploini nigzar likabel chesed zed fi maisov. So that person is obviously, min hashamayim, is deserving to receive that chesed. Somebody came around this morning, a mishulach. You don't see too many mishulachim nowadays. There was a mishulach in school in shul this morning. I gave him a couple of hours. I don't want to give one bowel, sure. There's so few of them, I give him two. I give him two vouchers. Don't worry, they weren't very big vouchers. My brother's running the Gates of Coil campaign today, so I'm a bit tight, and he let me know, like, don't give any more vouchers away, it's come to Gates. Al Kaponim, this person came round. It was Nigzam min Hashomayim that he would receive those two vouchers. So how come I saw the next person said, I'm sorry, chonished, right? So what happens? So I gave the tzedakah, you didn't give the tzedakah. So Rebuchayim, Al-Poloini Nigzam l'kab b'cheses en v'vayisov. That person was always going to get that money. V'ono nivchanu me'ez Hashem mizbarach al-edim v'chirusin al-toyim v'lehit v'mazul as-lohoitzin al-poyales al-toyim v'anigzeres al-chavireinu. We were selected to carry out, to turn from theory into practice, that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided. Zehu inyan megalgin zchus al yedei zakai. Echoyin adichayev. V'yesh v'odem boichem barachas from the Harlach, the same things all the way around as well. By the way, I got asked one of the toughest questions I've ever been asked. I'm just sharing with the Olam and anyone else who's listening. Please text me in your answers. It's a bomba kasha. I don't think I've ever been stumped by a question on this level. See what the Olam think. Don't mind if we do a bit of a... Yeah? Kashu is asoi. When someone does you a chesed, someone does you a toiva, there's an inimidoi raisa to be makid toiv. Makid hakoras ha-toiv, rabdesla raisa, barichas, hakoras ha-toiv is the foundation of the whole Torah. The Ramban and then the Pashas. Boy, without hakoras ha-toiv, you can't be an Eved Hashem. The Ramban writes at the end of Pashas. Boy, He says, "Matoras kol oinu kol abriya kol thing is to be maki and maki the tov deibishter." If you want to see it in Rav Desles in Kunches Achesed and the Imperik Yud Gimel, the last parak of Kunches Achesed Aleph, right, the last, yeah, right at the top there, because he says, "Onoich Hashem lekechol." Then he carries on. The Mamish says, "We sparshi again." Hashem yitzichem es b'shayim. No, no, no. What would you need the whole story for? Onoich Hashem lekechol. Elamai, yeah. Zokte, because I think he's quoting the Rishon there. Because I took you out of Mitzrayim, therefore you have to keep my mitzvahs. Therefore, now I'm giving you the Torah, and every mitzvah you do is payback for having rescued you from Mitzrayim. The whole thing is the Hakoros HaTov for that. As I state, yeah? So you have to give Hakoros HaTov to another person who did you a kindness. But if the other person did you an Avla, if another person upset you, you're supposed to say, no, it's Rav Moshe. So it's this person just a shliach, as we're learning here. This person just a shliach. It's mimonoshoch. If I'm supposed to be such a tzaddik, then when someone gives me a patch or does me an avil, I'm supposed to say, it wasn't him. He's just a tool in the hands of the Rebbein Shlom. Now the chinuch says by the comma, you shouldn't take the comma. It's because it's like when a person hits a dog. So the dog bites the stick. Because the dog is a dog. So he thinks that the stick is, if he had a bit of seichel, he'd realize it's the person. So too, when someone hurts you, don't think, don't bite the person, so to speak, because it's not the person of Rebbein Shlom. So I'm sorry. So when someone does me a toiva, well, what I've said is wasn't you, it was a Rebbein Shlom. That's Megalim Tchus on the Zoychel. I got a kasha, huh? I see your mind's worrying. I can hear your mind whirring from here. Okay, don't give me a good answer when we're offline. But Mitzad HaShkofa, how am I supposed to look at the other person? Are you Shliach with the Biyad Hashem, or are you not? You're using your Bechir to you're not using Bechir to hurt me, but you are using Bechir to do me a Tov. It's very hard. It's not even a godless to say, when you do me a Tov, it's you. When he went, that's wrong, it's wrong, HaShkofa, it's not you. It's the Ebishter, that's what he said.
Thank him as well.
Sorry?
Thank him as well. In fact, you thank the person who did you a Tov.
Who am I being Maki Toju to the person? No, but the person is just a Shliach Hashem Maki Toju to the Eibishter.
That's right.
The person that's doing the Avle is Titchan Avayre.
Yeah.
Ein Shliach mit Varavayre.
Oh, very nice.
But the Master, the Gabbard, the Eibishter, the Toju is the Schlechtste nach Kiez.
Yeah, yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it's a Shliach.
But Shlem's Kavun is completely different to the Kavun of the one.
Sehr schön. I think he needs some more.
Yeah, I'm
totally out of time, as always. Al Kaponim Zog Tazoi. Very nice. Im Enschlech Lav, we have to work that out. It's a machlis tanoi, isn't it? Anyway, Im Kein Hashem Yisborach Boiche Boi, Kishliach, Lohoitzi Lepoelis Masha Nigza, Lohoria Lepoi, Zehu Inni Megal Lechoi Lechai. Bishnei Amikrim Yikabel Aboiches Char Oynish Al Bechiros Al Toiv. Didn't put emphasis in the right place. Bishnei Amikrim, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, Yikabel Aboiches Char Oynish Al Bechiros Al Toiv. The person is being Mekabel Sechar or Chazron Oynish, not for the action. It's the action was going to happen anyway. Novos is being Mekabel Sechar Oynish for the Bechira. I wanted this. I selected this. As we see, Taka in the Gemara, the Pesuk says that you should build when you build the kisiv, the bais chodosh, you see some makel gagach. You have to build a fence around. You have to build a fence around the roof. Why? Why should you build a fence? The sosam don't move by sech. Ki yipol anoifel mimenu. Frankly, Gemara, ki yipol anoifel mimenu. Ki yipol odom or ki yipol mitch. He hasn't fallen yet. Because the fallen one will fall off the roof. He hasn't, why call him a noifel? For instance, I say, put toast in the toaster. We don't put toast in the toaster, we put bread in the toaster, then it's toast. So this fellow is also not toast yet. When he falls, he becomes toast. Give him a noifel, so give him a noifel, that's the Gemara. He was going to fall anyway, he's already a noifel. He was a marked man. No, boss, because you didn't put a fence, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalgal choyma, it's going to happen anyway. The Bechira is not what happened. The Mechira is on what you did to associate yourself with the action. And that's what the Sechar is for. And that's what the Oynish is for. The Oynish is that you are boicher to be involved in this thing. It's the involvement that's the problem. Oy, Bazoi, comes again, I'm Meshach Chochma, I'm Moli de Kafle. Talk to Meshach Chochma, Azoi. And then we'll follow up with the Rechon. I'll tell you what he says. He says, Azoi. A person is oisim mechifes atay v'azeh nikerotzim v'ischai ba'onzim. Afresh ve'emes hine mitzad apachar ba'onish meisim itzis. Okay, it's too many words here. It's talking about basically the whole idea that Bezdin with Makas Mardus can force a person to be mekayim a mitzvah. For example, the classic case of the Gemara is to be Megarish's wife. Yeah? I'm sorry. He doesn't want it. He's being beaten. Okay, fine, I want it. Does he really want it? He doesn't want it. He just wants to stop being beaten. Novos, muzmuzogen, that he does want it, otherwise there's no das. Novos, it brings out the inner rotzen that was there all along. So there. So when he's hit with his makas, yusar chepes achoyme v'oysar masu shemegarish maybe korban, that's another case. Chepes penimi la'atzmiyas ha-mitzvahu rotzen gomu. He does want it. It's just bringing out the rotzen that was there all along. He says, in halacha, what happens? So just remember that Meshach Chochem for a minute. In halacha, what happens? This is Rabbi Chonon already. We know, Taka, that there are four levels. There's four levels. Everyone knows Shogig and Mezid. Mezid doch Tafka. Shogig is an accident. But Shogig is still a little bit chayiv, has to bring a korban, because he's negligent. But there's a level above Mezid, that's called Merida, or Mumilahachis, etc. Then there's a level beneath Shogig, and that's called Oynis. And Oynis is a ganzen potter. Why? It's the same Avera. Novos, it's all about the person's rotzen. Again, you see the Yisori, it's all about the person's rotzen. Oynis, Shogig, Mezid, Mered are just levels of rotzen, aren't they? It's the same Avera. Gegessen Chelev, Gegessen Trev, it's Mechal Shabbos. Was it Oynis? Was it Shogig? What makes the difference? What's in his head? Nothing to do with the Maisa, Maisa Avera, it's the rotzen. What happens, Okter? If a person every single day eats treif for breakfast. What I give, he eats treif for breakfast, Rabbi Chonon. But bemazed. One time he's captured, right? He's carted off to some who knows where, and they force feed him a treif for breakfast. What's the halacha? Can he say potter? Oh, this Rechem, I was tied up, but they shoveled the damn mouth. What's supposed to from there? What do you expect of me? Yeah? So Rabbi Chonon, and Azar Sot Oifen, brings rice from the Gemara, and Avodah Zorah. Chayev, Havos. Because you can't stand this, I didn't really want this thing. Because you show day in, day out, that this is who you are, this is what you want. So Hagam that later you were forced, doesn't matter. It only works when I don't know. No, don't pass me like that. Because you've got a chazoka. The same is true for a mitzvah. It shows up on the good side. The person puts on tefillin every morning, and then one time he's carted off somewhere, and somebody in a mitzvah van pulls him in off the street, slaps tefillin on him. Look, a mitzvah, he didn't put his heart and soul into it. What's happening in the door? It's all about the rotzen. The bechira is not on the action. The bechira is on the tzustel. It's on the person, where the person is, and where the person is in his rotzen. Comes again the Meshach Chochmah. Now come back to Meshach Chochmah. So this is Havasach by Har Sinai. Yes, they said Naaseh v'Nishma. Oh, but Kodesh Baruch Hu was Koyvel Ha'Kigigis to show that it doesn't matter whether it happens or it doesn't happen. It's not about whether you did the mitzvah or you didn't do the mitzvah. It doesn't even matter whether you were Mekabel L'Torah or weren't Mekabel L'Torah. What does it depend on? Whether you wanted to be Mekabel L'Torah. The Gansa Shebocha Bonim Kol Amin is because you were Boicha to receive the Torah. It's the Bechira that you're being selected for. You were Boicha and Boicha. And I'm saying, it would have happened anyway, like the fellow falling off the roof, Giyipal Anoy fell. Of course the Torah, like the Maharal told us, the Torah had to be accepted. What, it's dependent on the Bechir of Klal Yisrael? We're talking about the Torah here. Novos, you're being rewarded for the Rotzen, the Naseh V'Nishma, Hagama was going to happen anyway. That's unbelievable. When Meir Dosas comes again, Rabbi Chodman says the same things with Yediyah as well, Bechira. What does Yediyah Hashem do? Yediyah Hashem makes it undemocratic. It makes it non-debatable. It's not up to you. It's not up to you. The Yediyas Hashem says you're going to do this. So what happened to the person's bechira? Vos daigis da, so it feels, Dr. Bechonon, about whether you did it, you didn't do it. That's not the nekuda. In life, in the whole of life, that's not the nekuda. The nekuda is, do you want it? I know the Rosh Hashem knew you were going to do it. And Dr. Bechonon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah makes it like a kefir, like the Harki Gigis, like Koifenois Hashem Roitzani. But the shayla is, are you Roitzani? And the whole Sechar and Olam Haba is for the same Roitzani. It's for saying Nasa V'Nishma, Ich Will Das. It's not for what happens after that. That's in the Eibishter's hands. That's why Machshava K'Maisa versteht sich. That's why Machshava K'Maisa, because Baruch Hu is talking about Machshava L'Maisa, because the Maisa is not what the Ike. It's what goes into the whole process. I'm out of time. That explains Tosis Kasha. That answers Tosis Kasha. The answer is that the whole scene of the mountain hovering over the heads was teaching us a lesson. It's not about the end result. It's not about the product. It's about the Nasa V'Nishma. It's about the Rotzen. It's the Koifen Lo Sashem Rotzani. Obsidah Rotzen, he's a tzaddik, even if the mitzvah doesn't even materialize, because Machshav Kameisa. And if there's no Rotzen, then the mitzvah is not worth anything. Kosh Baruch Hu said, this is going to happen whether you like it or not. I'm running the world. Osa Vos V'Yazv Chol HaMasim. What does Kosh Baruch Hu want? Rachmono Libo Boya. Kosh Baruch Hu wants the Rotzen of Kal Yisrael HaKut Tavach.
We had that already.
That's his fault.
Very nice. Give us a premiere.
Yeah.